Pastor Dave Roth says, don't be afraid to hear what others have to say, even from people you don't necessarily agree with.
I'm a pastor. I've devoted my whole life to following Jesus Christ. And yet, I like hearing from people who don't believe in Jesus and who don't think there's a God. I like hearing what they have to say. It's going to teach me something. It's going to help me in my presentation and in how I process it. It's valuing those various perspectives that's really important, I think, for us. And so sometimes a great way to do that is just somebody who's really well known in a particular area, listening to what they have to say, hearing what they have to say. And we have an abundance of opportunities for all of that.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hand and the instrument I play. Wake up my voice. Let the world hear me say, you are worshipped and exalted here today.
Hey, you about to make a major life change? Before you do, it would be a good idea to pick the brains of others and allow some people to speak wisdom into your life. Today on The Balanced Word, we're talking about getting good advice. I think you'll find it helpful as you go about making decisions both big and small. Here to continue our series, Smarter Living, Pastor Dave Roth once again.
If somebody never tells you anything that's painful, they're probably not a valuable counselor to you, because we all need to be, you know, have our feathers ruffled. We all need somebody to rattle our cage. You need to encourage relationships with people, not people who just do that all the time. There are some people who are so contrary that whatever you think, they're going to go wrong. That's not helpful. But understand this, a true friend is sometimes going to wound you. And you better be so appreciative of the value of their input that the wounds, you let them, they heal. You'll get through it okay. So Solomon has a lot to say, obviously, about counsel, and there are a lot of other scriptures where he talks about it too. The question is, if most of us can look at this and go, well, yeah, definitely. When I get a various perspective, I make better decisions. I have better wisdom. I anticipate potential problems that I didn't otherwise. My plans seem to work out better. Boy, yeah. Well, then the question is, why do most people just not get much good counsel or good advice? Why do most of us really not seek it out the way that we would even say, yeah, it's a good thing, I'm all for it, and yet we don't do it? How does that happen? And there are probably a lot of reasons why people don't seek counsel, but there are a few of them that I think are really obvious. First of all is pride. The truth is, if I really think that I already know what should happen, and I think I'm the smartest person in the room, why should I ask somebody for advice? I already know. I know what they're going to say. I don't need any new information. That's stupid living, living like that. Thinking that you already know what you want, you're not even open, that maybe you're wrong in some way, or maybe there's a different strategy that might work better. Pride. It takes humility to just open yourself up. Now, let me make it really clear. When we're talking about counsel, we're talking about advice, we're not talking about letting other people make your decisions for you. It's your decision. You own it. It's just about hearing other opportunities and possibilities and perspectives. That's all. If you think that you can't learn anything from somebody else, you're just prideful. You have an ego problem. And so, you know, Solomon makes it really clear throughout the book of Proverbs that pride is something that will destroy you. And I think a lot of people, out of their own pride, they just don't want to get anybody else's perspective. But a second thing that I think causes people to not want to get counsel sometimes is fear. You know, maybe you're afraid of what they're going to say. Maybe you're afraid that if you ask for advice that it makes you look stupid. Perhaps you've been abused by people. There are people in your life who, you know, gave you their perspective and it was just a total put down, and it was insulting, and it was so painful, and you didn't feel like they really loved you. They looked down at you. As a result, you just decide, you know what? I'm just going to keep people away. I don't even want to hear it. I'm afraid of what you're going to say, so I'm not even going to ask. I can sometimes tell when people that I know are, you know, making a really bad decision, and they sort of avoid you. They're like, oh, you know. All of a sudden, wait, we used to talk all the time. Well, now you're not talking to me about something this major in your life. It kind of tells me that I'm afraid to even hear that I might be wrong. I've made up my mind. I know what I'm going to do. And in the past, people have hurt me, so I'm just afraid. I'm afraid you'll tell me to do something that I don't want to do. So pride, fear, both contribute. I think a lot of times for Christians, another thing that causes us to not get good input from people is a kind of a superstitious, mystical attitude that you think that the way you're going to hear from God is the voices in your head. Now, there's a word for that, schizophrenia. But you know, it's like some people, and a lot of times pastors talk about it this way, that just, you know, you don't need to hear what people have to say. You just need to hear what God tells you. So listen carefully, and that voice, it's God. When God speaks to people, he uses his word, he uses his people. Sometimes, amazingly, in the scriptures, he uses people who don't even believe in him, and yet they have a perspective, they offer some valuable input. It really is not mentally healthy to just sit and wait for your imaginary friend to speak to you. It really isn't. When God speaks to you, he does it in a variety of ways. And if we just decide to cut ourselves off from most of the information that's out there, we're cutting ourselves off from most of what God's going to say. Again, ultimately, bottom line, you have to do what you think God wants you to do. But if God has told us, make sure that you listen to other people. Make sure that you listen to people who see things differently than you. See if they can persuade you or convince you. And then you make your decision. I think that a lot of Christians are just so superstitious that they don't bother actually listening to people that God has put into their lives to speak wisdom to them. Now, another reason why I think people don't do this is we just don't form relationships that open the door to these kinds of communications. If you live life alone, then, you know, and you have no friends, then obviously, who do you go to for counsel? Who do you go to for advice? Who do you listen to? And a lot of times we've had such bad advice from people that we just decide to stop listening to advice. We see it all as being the same. So some of these, whether pride or fear or mysticism or just the lack of a decent group of counselors in your life, all cause you to miss out on the benefits that God has for us through listening to counsel. So where do we get these kinds of relationships? How do we know who to listen to? Well, a few tips. And it may sound obvious, but if you want to get input, maybe why don't you start with somebody who's successful? For people who have messed up their life completely, you can love them and you can talk to them, but don't have them telling you how to live. Like, for instance, if you have kids, and you really want advice on how to raise kids. Raising kids is really challenging. Well, you would start by talking to somebody whose kids turned out in a way that you go, man, I'd like my kids to turn out like his kids, her kids. You start there, like somebody who's doing it. You don't go get financial advice from somebody who's broke. You don't go and get, you know, advice on your diet from somebody who's 100 pounds overweight. You find somebody who's actually kind of doing life in a way that you go, that's kind of what I'd like my life to look like, and go there. That's not putting down everyone who isn't qualified. It's just recognizing that you don't get wisdom by failing. Practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes habit. It's a kind of a disturbing thing, I think, that we think whenever somebody's failed, That's the person that you want to listen. Because everybody who fails and realizes what a failure they are, they start thinking that they know why they failed. Well, they know one way to fail, but it's just like, I love that when people have overcome an addiction, first thing they want to do is go help other people not be addicted. But don't you think it would make more sense to talk to people who have never done that, who figured out how to do life apart from that? Again, I'm not putting down somebody who's tried to learn from their mistakes, but somehow they think they're an expert. You know, getting marriage advice from somebody who's been married multiple times doesn't make them an expert, for instance. I'm sure they've learned a lot of ways how not to do marriage, but it seems logical that if I'm going to get advice from somebody, I should find somebody who's doing something that I think it's really working for them, and then maybe their advice will help me to figure out how to make life work for me, that's all. Secondly, I think finding people who are succeeding at life in some capacity, but also people who are, you know, those who know you and are connected to you. Somebody who you're doing life with, somebody who you're connected to, can understand you. They understand where you're coming from. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to go, look, now I'm not one of those guys. Because they already know you. It's so important to do life in community. It's one reason why we have things like Together, you know, this Wednesday night. It's a reason why we encourage people to get involved in small groups. We're designed to do life with other people. And your life will end up sort of becoming like the average of most of the people who are in your life. It's just the way it works, and it's obvious as to why. So to create relationships with people who actually know you and can do life with you and give you the benefit of the doubt, it's a good thing to look for. You don't always have to get advice from strangers because they're not going to be prejudiced against you. If somebody really knows you and loves you, that's somebody that you want to pick their brain a little bit as well, especially when they've shown that they kind of do life well, that they understand that. I think another thing, you want people who are humble. As much as pride keeps you from getting advice, pride will also keep you from giving good advice. People who are prideful are, and also there are people who are always offering advice even when you're not asking for it. You know what I think is, really what you want is people who, when you approach them and you go, you know what, I've noticed, man, you really seem to do well with your finances, or you really seem like a good parent, or you seem like you're happy, or you seem like you have a good balance of work and home life, or you know, to go to them and have them say, wow, I wouldn't actually think of giving you advice, but the fact that you're asking for it is really blessed. And here's the thing. And don't just do what I say. I could be wrong. I've been wrong a lot. I'm more messed up than you think. I'm glad you see that some things are working for me. So here's my perspective. So look for people who are humble. Look for people who aren't pushing their advice on you all the time. Treasure people like that in your life. Again, it starts cutting down the possibilities. But for some of us, it might mean, I need to stop listening to the advice of people who are blowhards, who are just always wanting to tell me their opinion. You don't need that. You already know what they think, you know, and you can consider that. But if you can find people who are successful, people who are humble, people who aren't pushing that advice, and then they know you, that's a real treasure. You also want people who don't have something personally at stake, and this kind of goes along with humility, but you want people in your life who respect your right to choose what you're going to do. And the idea is, if you ask someone for advice and you end up deciding to not take their advice, now they're mad at you. Why do you even ask? I thought you wanted me to tell you what to do. No, I wanted you to give me your perspective so that I might understand the situation a little bit better. I'm not looking for a guru. I'm not looking for somebody to just tell me what to do. Sorry if you thought that's what it was. See, a person who will give you good advice also understands it's your choice. One of the greatest treasures that we have as people that God gave us is the right to be able to decide what we're going to do. You understand God trusts people with that? Now, he knows they're going to make some bad decisions, but he says, this is your decision. I'll give you my perspective, but I don't want to run your life. I want you to make good choices, so I will give you my perspective and see what you want to do with it. And I would never ask advice from anyone if I thought they would be mad if I don't take their advice. That's a person who's more into themselves than are into really helping you with a perspective. So that's something to think about. And then there are times, I think, when you need to look for a professional help because they can be objective. There's a lot of great advice you can get just from reading books. I think if you're somebody who goes, I don't really read much, that's really dumb. When somebody maybe studies their whole life one topic, and then they write everything that they have learned in a book that you can buy for 99 cents on Kindle and read it in a couple of hours, why would you not want that? Somebody thought what they had to say was valuable enough to print it up and read it. And if there should be no one who you can't learn anything from. And I gained some great perspective just from reading a lot, and I try to read as much as I can. Now, that might contradict the first thing that I said about they should be somebody who knows you. But here's how you know you're on the right track. When you're reading a book and you're like, oh my gosh, they know me. This is like, this book is about me. See, there's that connection. And you feel like they're not cheating. They obviously don't know me, and yet what they're saying is really touching me in some place. So reading good books, listening to podcasts, listening to TED Talks, anything that can give you a different perspective. Personally, I think it's really important to listen to people who you know you disagree with. I'm a pastor. I've devoted my whole life to following Jesus Christ. And yet, I like hearing from people who don't believe in Jesus and who don't think there's a God. I like hearing what they have to say. It's going to teach me something. It's going to help me in my presentation and how I process it. I'm not an idiot. I don't want to believe in God if there's some really good reason that proves that there is no God. It's valuing those various perspectives that's really important, I think, for us. And so sometimes a great way to do that is just somebody who's really well known in a particular area, listening to what they have to say, hearing what they have to say. And we have an abundance of opportunities for all of that. Well, ultimately, what I'm suggesting is you take a look at your life and say, how many people are speaking wisdom into my life? When was the last time I just called somebody up and said, hey, I really value your input. I'm coming up to a major life change. I'd love to take you to lunch and pick your brain for an hour. Do we do that? That's such a smart thing to do. Just cultivating friendships. At the same time, let's inventory who it is that's giving me advice. Because some of them I should stop listening to. Now, they're just going to bloviate no matter what. But I already say, look, I already know what they're going to say. They've already discredited themselves for various reasons. So that's not who I'm going to. They're, frankly, for some of us, you should stop telling your relatives about your problems. When you know they have nothing, no wisdom to offer you anyway, treat relatives the way you're supposed to. See them at the holidays. Be nice to them. But don't let them in on whatever you're going through if they have never shown to have wisdom that's helpful to you. So clean house with some of who you're listening to for advice, but look at honestly and say, okay, the scripture says that it's really important for me to have a variety of counselors. Am I listening to too few? Am I listening to enough? And that is something that can have a huge impact on the way we do life if we're just taking the advice of the wisest guy ever. Now, since you're here and I'm talking and you're listening to me, I do want to mention one little piece of advice. And that is, if you're trying to do life without God being a part of it, that's really a bad choice, a bad decision. Oh, he loves you, he's there, he's waiting for you, and when you need him, he'll always be there. But at the same time, doesn't it make sense that the one who the Bible in Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah talking about Jesus long before he was born, called him the wonderful counselor, the guy who gives perfect advice, instead of just listening to people that know him, get to know him yourself. And when you begin to operate with God being a part of your life, you end up, there are going to be other people who come into your life, other connections that you make that you're going to go, wow, I'm beginning to see things in a much clearer way. And God loves you and he wants to forgive your sins and give you a fresh start and guarantees you an eternity in heaven. What part of that don't you want? But then he also is one of the only ones who will give you his advice, and then he'll be like, but it's your choice. Do what you're going to do. Face the consequences. Whatever you choose, I'm giving you that choice. And I wouldn't want to do life without him, frankly. So that's my 2 cents worth, my piece of advice. If you listen to it and you give your life to Jesus today, it's going to be worth a lot more than 2 cents to you, I promise. In fact, you will be listening to counsel from the person who knows more than anyone else, God. And he loves you better than anyone else, and he never forces himself on anyone. So get that taken care of. There'll be people down here in the front afterwards who would love to pray with you. If you have something going on in your life that you just think it'd be good to bounce it off somebody and get their prayers, come on down and get prayer. But especially if you've never really included God in the core of your advice column, in the core of where you get your ideas, then come down and get right with him and listen to what he has to say on a regular basis, and you'd be surprised how much he knows you and you might think he doesn't, and he's got some really smart things to say.
We're receiving God's wisdom from the Proverbs right here on The Balanced Word with Pastor Dave Roth. It's part of a series called Smarter Living. And you can request a CD copy by calling 949-362-7475. I should also mention this entire series is available on a USB for a donation of $10 or more. You'll receive all 51 messages in the series that'll lead you to smarter living as you hear and learn to live by God's wisdom from the Proverbs. So call us at 949-362-7475 and ask for the Smarter Living Thumb Drive. Our programs are also available online at thebalancedword.com. Thank you for your support of the Balanced Word Radio Ministry. It allows us to bring Pastor Dave's teachings to stations like this one all across the nation. Donations can be made at thebalancedword.com. Dave Rolfe is the pastor of Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel in Aliso Viejo. You can hear him teach on a Sunday morning at any one of these three times, 8, 9:45, and 11:30. Visit ccpacifichills.org for more information or to live stream. Check out Pastor Dave's one-minute messages, a great way to start the day. You can listen to them at thebalancedword.com or watch them on Instagram or Facebook by following CC Pacific Hills. Let's return to Pastor Dave as he leads us in prayer.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you that for all of us, we look at our lives and there have been people that you brought into our life that gave us good advice. Some of them we didn't take the advice and then we really learned, boy, I should have done that. Others come into our life and they suggest something and it makes so much sense that we make decisions that have really blessed our lives. We all want to be those kind of people too, and we know that you become one of those kind of people who gives good advice when you get good advice. So help us to live our lives with an open heart. Help us to be humble. Help us to realize that everyone we know has something to offer. And then help us to pick and choose so that we allow people who give us a fresh perspective to do life with us. Lord, for those who maybe don't know you yet, help them to think of the good people who have given them advice in their life. and to realize that you are just a ridiculously exaggerated, blown-up version of all the good advice they've ever had in their lives. You love them that much, and I pray that today they'll just choose to come down and get right with you. Start life fresh, start life over. Thank you for the advice that Solomon gave us. Help us to take it to heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Kindness and equality, that'll be the topic of discussion next time we meet on The Balanced Word, as Pastor Dave Roth looks to the Proverbs to help us arrive at smarter living. This program is brought to you by Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel and online at thebalancedword.com.
Wake up, my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hands. And yeah.